Okay, so we're going to start with a standing assessment. Now, we've got the option here of either doing the standing assessment in front of a full-length mirror, or we can just do this without a mirror nearby. So it doesn't matter either way. It's just with the mirror, we get a different perspective as I develop this scan with you. Okay, so just to begin with, I'd like you to have your eyes closed. So we're in a nice standing upright position here. Now, let's bring your awareness, first of all, to your feet. Now, as you stand there, I'd like you to notice, first of all, if you're loading your weight into one foot more than the other. And then notice which part of your feet do you feel that the most of the weight distribution is. Is it through the balls of the feet? Is it through the heels? Does it feel as if it's evenly spread? Do you notice more on the outside of the feet or on the inside? Okay, so once you've brought your awareness to this area, I'd like you now to just travel through the legs and bring your awareness to your hips. As you stand there, I'd like you to notice, where do you feel that your pelvis is positioned? Do you feel as if you've got a tail tuck, so your bum is tucked up and under? Or do you feel as if your bum is sticking out, which means you've got a bit of an arch happening in that lower back? Or do you feel as if your hips are neutral? Maybe, as you stand there, one hip seems to be higher than the other. Just bring your awareness to how you're standing naturally. And then from your hips, let's travel through the sides of your body. And as you're bringing your awareness through the sides of your body, let's just stop at the rib cage. And bring your awareness now to the level of tightness or tension you have in your rib cage. So notice, do you feel as if one side of your body or the muscles on one side of that rib cage seem to be pulling your armpit toward your hip? And then by extension, if we're feeling that the ribs are pulling down to the hip on one side more, as we continue traveling through the ribs, through the chest, all the way to the shoulders, do you notice or can you sense that one shoulder seems to be higher than the other? Or maybe both shoulders are level? Maybe both shoulders are rolling forward or back? Or do you notice if one shoulder's rolling back and the other's forward? Just start to notice how you hold your shoulders as you stand upright. And then finally, in this position, let's just bring your awareness to where your head is. So do you feel that your head is looking straight ahead? Do you feel as if your head may be tilted to one side, so one ear seems to be closer to one shoulder compared to the other side? Or do you feel as if your head is turning to one side more? And then I'd like you just to open your eyes if you're looking in front of a mirror and notice if what you feel internally matches what you see externally. So we're wanting to just see and sense the difference between what we sense and we feel internally to what we notice when we look in the mirror. So this is bringing a greater awareness to your posture and also starting to increase that layered learning that we develop in the Mindfulness with Total Somatics program. Okay, now if you have the opportunity here, I'd like you just to briefly walk around the room. And as you walk around, just notice if you're loading one foot into the ground more than the other. And again, notice if you've got a limp as you walk. And so just bringing your awareness to the type of walk that you have, if you have a limp or if you're heavy through your feet or if you're putting more weight through the balls of your feet or through the heels. Just notice that as you naturally walk. And then continue as you walk, bringing your awareness up the body to your shoulders. And notice how much of your shoulders move and sway as you walk. Do you feel that most of the movement is coming from your elbows to your hands? Or do you feel that the shoulders are moving freely? And then also as you walk, notice the level of movement that your head has as you walk. Does the head bob and flow quite freely? Or again, does the head feel rigid and stiff on your shoulders as you walk? So again, just bring yourself to standing still on the spot. And again, just notice when you stop, if you're going back into that habit of loading through one foot or where the weight distribution is through your feet. And just know that this is the first level of awareness, and from this we can start to reverse these habitual behaviours that you've developed, and we can start to bring more of a centering to the pelvis. We can start to bring more movement and release tight muscles in your neck and shoulders. And also, if you find that one rib cage seems to be compressed and pulling your shoulder down to one hip, with the Mindfulness with Total Somatics program, we can start to open and release the tightness through the sides of your body. So continue doing this movement and doing this self-assessment and this scan throughout your day when you're at work, and also when you're walking, and just try and self-correct. So again, just with the pelvic roll movement that we learn in the Mindfulness with Total Somatics program, we want to use that to start centering from the center of our body, from the pelvis to the extremities. And there's more that you can learn, obviously, on the programs. So I look forward to introducing you to more of that at totalsomatics.com. Take care. Bye.